Okay, now you will come back to the elaboration of power, okay? Now the way of the modify of the behavior. So then as you talk about, now you can see that in particular how to purify oneself with the four powers. Anybody talks about four powers. So this is the one important part, what we all have to know. This is the one thing that we all have to know, that if you look at the garden, if you see the, if you put the apple seed, what we put, apple tail you do. If you look at the garden, and if you sow the apple seed, then apple tree will grow. If you sow the mango tree will grow. Orange, so orange seed, orange tree will grow. So one thing that if you leave the garden and do not sow anything, if you don't care anything, and if you don't do anything in the garden, what will happen? Then all the unnecessary grass will grow, like a weeds. The weeds will grow. Unwanted grass will grow. So that shows a very clear, like a human mind is like a garden. So when you sow the good positive thought, the good positive thought will arise. When you sow the bad thought will arise. Human mind is like a garden. If you leave it, all the negative thoughts, unwanted thoughts will arise in mind. So human mind is like a garden. So human mind is like a garden. If you plant the good seed, then what will be? Then the good flower will grow. If you don't plant anything, so something will grow in our mind. That's something what will grow? Negative thought. That is the nature of the law, law of the nature. This is law of the nature. If you look from the garden, same thing will happen because it's the law of the nature. So that is the one thing, the nature of the law. So what we have to do? These are the, now you talk the purify the ones of the four powers. This is giving us the forces to plan in our mind. This is the forces we have to plan. So from that forces, positive thought will go in our mind, okay? So now the first thing, as you can see, the power of the repudiation, isn't it?
Yes.
That is one saving, the having the regrets of the doing the sins of the past. First, what we have to do, you should have the regret of the what you are committing, the sins or the negative things. Yeah? As you can see in the elaboration in palm, it says that this is the most important thing, very important one. So that's why what we have to do is that when you look at yourself, you have to see that what kind of negative action you have committed. So whatever you see, that whatever the negative action, negative sin you have committed, first of all, that you should have to retreat of that what you have done, the wrong things. In this world, when the people make the mistakes, they will do the three things about the mistake. In this world, there are the people, three different categories in the people, three different people. They are in this world, the people, when they do the mistakes, they will do the three different things about the mistake. Some people, they will ignore whatever the mistake they have done. They will ignore it. Some people, if they will deny it, they will not accept as a mistake. They will deny it. Some people, they will accept their mistake, they will learn from it, and they will not repeat it again. Here now, one big question comes. You comes into which category? Do I think that? I think the third category, only few people. Among these three categories, I think you all like the third one, isn't it? To accept your mistake, learn from your mistake, and not repeat it. I think all people like that. All people wants to do that. They know that that is much better. Then much better than the two. Then much better than the first and second one. Yeah, then much better than the first and second one. Am I right? So now the third category, to begin to not to repeat it again. Not to repeat that mistake again, what you need, the most important thing, regret. When you have the regret for the doing the mistakes and negative, what the wrong things you have done, you will not repeat it again. Once you don't have the regret, you will repeat it again. That's the human's way of thinking. Few days back, I think it's 4 or 5 days back, we had one discussion, especially with the scientists. They came to just America here in the monastery in Sarah discussion. It's a few many topics. One topic is the overcoming the addiction. When someone's having the addictions to the alcohol, to the drugs, so how we have to overcome the addiction. And usually they subscribe the medicines. That is the one thing what we are doing. So without using the money, it is a method to overcome the addiction. So if you look at alcohol, if you look at the consumer of the, any of the neurotic type things like cigarette or whatever, these sorts of people can't help themselves. Many reasons they become too addicted. That is the one type of the addiction. One type of the addiction is might be the, from science might be being called with the related with the brain chemical or the neurons or the whatever. From Buddhist point of view, it is the one type of the emotions. It can be overcome when you have a very strong retreat towards whatever you are, the wrong things you are doing. So that is what Buddha is saying. So this is the first form you can see in the Lavrasana form. It is very related with the modern treatment. So maybe I will take the one thing, maybe I'm jumping from the topic. So as I told you before that I want to these all the Buddhist practices, I want to apply that into the medical way. And now that I'm just on the in the hospital with the patients and I spoke with my student doctors and I want to apply that to the patient, I want to see the, how the result is going on. If it's going to be very well, then I think if it improves from the medical science. I hope that I believe that really it can be helpful for a lot of people, even if they don't believe in the Buddhism, they saw that to succeed. So that's why, the first part, if you're saying the power of the repudiation. Repudiation means a strong regret, strong regret from the negative sins what you have done in the past. Strong regret towards that, whatever the wrong things you have done, that is the wrong thing. So that's why what we have to do is you have to analyze yourself, see yourself, and you have to look yourself at what kind of mistake you are doing. Most of the people, they are not looking for the self. They are trying to look for the others and try to change others. Very few people will think to change for the self. Buddhism always encourages the people to change the self, not to change the world at all. So that's why I will take you to one story. This is one organization, and that organization, of the president of that organization is a retired. At the time of the retire, he gave a very big farewell party. And when he was now the retiring, so that the new president of that organization is coming, then he just gave the two envelopes for the new president. He just, one envelope he marked with the number one, one envelope he marked with the number two, and told the new president of that organization, whenever you feel the difficulties, very, very difficult, just to read the mark number one. Then again, when you, from the second time, when you find the difficulties, then just read the envelope which I marked the number two. So he told that whenever the difficulty comes, whenever you cannot handle yourself, the difficulty is very difficult and you cannot handle, and the crisis which comes and you cannot handle it, first time just read the envelope with the mark number one. Then the second time when the crisis comes and when you cannot handle it, then read the envelope with the mark number two. So then after the few years later, in that organization, one big major crisis came. So that the new president could not handle this problem. So what he did is he just thought to open the envelope. Yeah, so that the envelope, two envelope. And so firstly, that the major crisis came. So what happened in the first day, envelope, the one, so I'm talking in, so the two envelope, isn't it? The first day, then what happened is that they, he, the new president, the president of the organization opened the envelope. When he, the major crisis came, that he cannot see, he cannot handle it himself. In that the first envelope, in that first envelope, when he opened it, he saw the one message. So it said that when you cannot handle the crisis, you blame it on your predecessor. Message said that when you cannot handle the crisis, blame it to your predecessor. Yeah. So that a new president, when he opened the letter, which gave by the old president in the one message, what in two envelopes. Now, first envelope, he told that whenever you cannot handle the crisis, you just blame it to your predecessor. So after the few years later, again the one crisis came. Then he opened the second message, which was given by the old president. I mean the ex-president, okay? When the new president went to open the second envelope, and in the second envelope it said, now prepare two envelopes for your successor. So this is all in our life, what we are doing. So whenever sometimes a mistake happens in our life, first what will we do? We will deny, blame, ignore all these things we are doing in our life. So now here it's not saying that. First we have to look at our own mistake, try to correct it. To correct it, what we need? First we need to regret of your whatever the wrong action you have done. This is the first step to change the yourself. Now here they talk about the fourth power. This is the first power, power of the repudiation. Power of the repudiation means that to regret of your negative sins of the past. That is the first power, okay? Now the second power you can see in the liberation from power and applying the antidote, the second power. So that's why the power of the antidote, I think liberation pump, it is that not clearly it was mentioned this time. But the one thing is the power of the applying the antidote is the practice in the patterns of the practices. But that is the one of the most important thing to purify the all of the negative sins and whatever the mistake you have done from this life or since past life. Okay? So that is, I think, Vajrasana of the practice. Whenever you start with the Vajrasana of the practice, first whatever you have to think of, you just want to purify the all of the negative sins what you have done and the all of the negative sins, some of which committed by the all of the sentient beings. With that motivation, you have to start the Vajrasana of the practice. Whenever, whatever you are the practice you are doing, the most important thing is that you have to start with the good motivation. Motivation is to bring the happiness for the self and the all of the sentient beings. Or the motivation to solve the suffering of the self and the all of the sentient beings. That type of motivation is called the bodhicitta. That's a very important. So that's why when you are applying the antidote, what you need is the most important thing is that you need a good motivation, and a good attitude to your practice. That's the most important thing. And when they are three mukhas, they are building the one hole, okay? One hole, they are building one hole. There are three mukhas, they are building the one hole and then they are laying the bricks. Okay? One person asks them what they are doing. Then when the person asks them what they are doing, the first worker answers and says that I am walking and I am making my living. Then the second one said that when he asked the same question to the second one, the laying the bricks, he said that I'm laying a brick. The first one, when they asked the question for the pastor, asked the first labor what he is doing. The first labor said that he is working to make a living. Then the pastor asked the same question to the second labor. The second labor said that I'm just laying a brick. He answered that. Then the pastor asked the same question to the third worker who was laying a brick. Third worker, and he asked them what you are doing. The third worker said, I'm building one beautiful monument. So you can see that here they are the three people doing the same thing but with a totally different perspective and a totally different attitude. So these three workers having a very different attitude about their work. Here comes the one question. Would their attitude affect their performance? Would their attitude affect their performance? That's the one big question comes. I want to answer yes or no. Yeah, clearly yes. Yeah. It will affect their performance. Same thing that our attitude, our motivation will affect very much on our practice. So that's why our motivation and the attitude toward the practice should be corrected first. Then it will make a big difference in our practice. So there is India Day, is a very famous movie actor. He is a number one movie actor. In one of his interviews, what I saw is that people asked him, how can he perform so well? So he told the one thing that whenever he was doing the performance, he will not think for the fame for himself. He was always thinking how can he bring the more entertainment to the others. That is his main concern. Now, so same thing like that when you are starting with the practice, now the second power of applying the antidotes for the whatever you the medicine, that is where you have to practice the measures of the practice. Before the every practice starts, first you have to correct your motivation and attitude. Whatever the motivation, whenever you started, even the chant, the mantra, first we with attitude with the bodhicitta. Bodhicitta means whatever you are doing, the practice, sake of the whole of the sentient beings' happiness, sake of the remove the suffering of the whole of the sentient beings, that you have to think. Then you will get the courage to do the practice. That's the one important thing. So here the third power comes, power of the refraining from the misdeed. I think you will see in the liberation pump. Jit, I think you can just tell the liberation pump page number in the one time is okay to them. Okay. So that's, you will see the power of the refraining for the mystic in the firmly, firmly resolving to refrain from it and thinking. So you have to think that what you have, whatever the wrong thing, what you have done, you will not do it again. So that's why what you have to do is that when you, if you kill the animal, okay, so if you kill the animal, when you have the retreat of the animal, then what you have to do is that you have to think that now, from now on, you will not kill the animal. When you feel like that, if you feel difficult, you can just think that for the one day, from today, I will not kill the animal. Today, I will not tell the lie. You can think that way, as is mentioned in the liberation of the power. So same thing like that, from tomorrow, again, once I start tomorrow, again, you will think that again, the same as that. You have to repeat that again, but every day. So that is the one, the most important thing, okay? That is the one important thing. So that's why one important thing is that now you have to, first you have to look back at yourself. What are the mistakes what you have done? What are the wrong things you usually do? You have to look at that and try to refrain from the doing the same mistake and the thing like this way. So this is this week's homework, okay? Just look at yourself, try to find out what are the negative action that you have done, and whatever the wrong things you have done, you have to look yourself, okay? Also, you have to look yourself, usually what kind of the mistakes and the wrong things you are doing. So maybe you might feel that you don't have any mistake. You might feel that you have not done any of the negative things. Then I think I told you last time, when you have to ask your husband or wife, and you will get plenty of the mistake. Yeah. This is a true. One occasion, I asked my mother that what do you see the positive points of my father? So she told me nothing. So this is okay. So one thing is that whatever the others see, that's the most important. Okay? Try to see yourself. Okay? That's the most important. Yeah, so now what you have to do is that whatever you have learned, you have to apply it into day-to-day life, okay? So mostly people, they work with, I think the most of people, when you talk too much, then I think they will start a lot of the criticism, unnecessarily criticizing the others. That is the one wrong thing that's happening generally in the people's life. So criticism, there are the two types of criticism. One is honest criticism, one is the jealousy inspires criticism. There are the two types of criticism. Mostly people are criticized with the base of the jealousy. That is the wrong thing. So if you look at, if you talk for the 5 or 10 minutes, you will see, you will choose the one topic. Most of people will choose the criticizing the other. That is a very common topic. That is a very common topic. Every person, you will try to talk with some negative points or the other. That is a very, I mean, the most of people might indulge into like these activities. No. One lady told me, whenever she talks and whenever she not criticize the other, whenever she not talk about any negative points on the other, she will not enjoy the talking. Okay, so one of the negative mistakes you have to look and you have to try to refrain from it by thinking to not to do it committed just for the today. Then again, you have to that way of thinking you should repeat the every day, okay? So maybe you can see the power of the basis. Now the fourth power, it's taking the refuge and developing the bodhicitta. This is the power of the basis. So therefore, taking the refuge, so maybe most of you have taken the refuge. So maybe next week I will give you the bodhisattva vow. So not a refuge, but bodhisattva vow. In that bodhisattva, because of this vesatma. So that is the power of the basis. That is not the one who receives the power. That the merit of that one with the eliminate the lot of our negative sins. So generally, as I told you before, so when you do that, when you chant the one mantra, with bodhisattva vow, when you chant the one mantra, the person that without the bodhisattva vow, when they chant the 1000 mantra, the first one, the merit for the merit which gained by the person with the bodhisattva vow, is much, 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 much higher. Much stronger. So bodhisattva vow, after the achieving the bodhisattva vow, so this is, you can see the power of the basis taking the refuge or the developing the bodhicitta. Developing the bodhicitta and the practice in the bodhicitta. That itself is eliminate a lot of our negative sins in our mind. It will eliminate a lot of the negative karmas. So that itself is a very good way of the developing the very strong merits. So that's why I thought to give the bodhicitta bodhisattva vow in the next week. So that is why you can see the power of the basis. You see the poem, they are the truth prayers. I think in this poem, you can see in the liberation poem, they are having the two prayers, beginning with the meditation of the Vajrasattva, recitation of the his mantra, of the confession of the you can see that if you are mentioning the Bodhisattva practice and the recitation of Vajrasattva mantra. Yeah. So that's why, especially what you have to do is this started with the Vaisakh month. So from now on, maybe at least you will chant the mantra, Vajrasattva mantra. I think you all know, not the short one, but Vajrasattva one, short one, at least 7 times. At least, if you can chant the 21 times, 50 times, 100 times, that's very good. So this month is a very holy month. So in this month, it's holy month, so you will start to chant the Vajrasattva mantra at least 7 times a daily, at least, okay? If you can't chant the 7 times, totally fine, okay? That's totally fine, okay? If you can chant the long one, then I think it's a long one, at least 3 times, okay? At least 3 times. So some might think that, oh, you don't have the time. So some might think that even you don't have the 15 minutes to spend for the prayers and to do the practice. I will give you a very simple solution for that. On this 1 month, reduce the 15 minutes of the sleeping and you will get the time. Reducing the 15 minutes of yourself make much difference for your health. But for the practice side, it will make a big difference in this month. And this month, so what you can do is that, okay? So this month, at least you can reduce the 15 minutes of sleeping. Reduce the 15 minutes of working. The person, some person, yeah, it is some people's eating the day. So they will just reduce 1 hour of the sleeping after this special month. Yeah. So you can reduce the 15 minutes of your sleeping. One other way is that what you can do is that, one other way is that maybe you can just use the less of the internet, okay? Less of the use of the internet gadget, so I think you will get the enough time. So people are spending a lot of time, as I told you, I'm spending a lot of time with the computers and the gadget. They are spending less time with the human family. So that is one of the 21st centuries, one of the source of the, this is one source of the, reducing the family relation. It becomes the one of the cause. Okay, so this is the one thing. Now what we have to do is that, okay, power of the, now what you get, power of the basis, no? So then what you have to do is about the chant of Vajrasattva mantra, this is second mantra, okay? The Vajrasattva mantra, this is come the power of the basis, okay? At least the short mantra, at least 7 times, long mantra, at least 3 times, for this 1 month, okay? So in the Tibetan, we have the one saying that in this month, whatever you accumulate the merits, it will multiply into the 100,000 times, is the saying. Yeah, so that's why now there's a fourth one. Now you can see here that we have to accumulate the every source of the sins beginning this time. So our collection of the sins is like the treasure hope of the king. Now can you see that in the other? So okay, now
we are as the power of the basis, refuse and developing the bodhicitta. You said that our sin is just like the treasure of the king.
Yeah, sin become like a treasure, like eating those. We have to accumulate a lot of the negative actions, no? So from past absence of, it's become like a teacher of that, okay? Now page number is, I think, 421, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So we have to done a lot of the negative actions, committed negative actions since a long back, yeah?
Yeah.
But that's why what you have to do, that these the four powers. With this big practice of the four powers, that is the one thing, okay? To reduce the to purify the all of our negative karmas what we have accumulated since a long back. Second thing is that this is a four karma, as I told you, look for this one, we have to put a lot of the positive seeds in our mind. This is the one of the first positive seeds that we have put in our mind. So that's why this is the first step. So that's why this week, so you can practice all these four powers before you start to think of what are the negative things and what are the mistakes you have done and the good and the introspect to yourself, okay? People feel that the changing yourself is quite difficult task. In the reality, it's somewhat difficult. People, because we are not trying to change ourselves, we always try to change others. That's why we can change ourselves. Okay, so this right, so now you can see any old response. So now it's a 4 points. So what we have to do is that, okay, so now what the other thing is that generally one thing that we all have to keep in our mind that whenever you do the practices or the this whatever you practice is, as I told you before, the motivation, okay? It's a very way important, okay? That's the motivation with the bodhicitta motivation, okay?
Yep.
Okay, so what we are seeing in the page number, okay, what we are seeing here in the page number that, so you will see that also talks about the accumulate and aggression. So I have already mentioned, so you can see that in the way to explain the means of the four powers, refrain from the repeating it, we will see the purify even the karma whose consequence will be the otherwise it will be certain to undergo. You can see that,
huh?
In the liberation part.
Yeah.
So that's why also the what you can do is, and here it said that it's the good to do the full prostration. I think it will talk about also do the Vajrasattva practice and doing the full prostration. What you can do is a full prostration, but the chanting the Vajrasattva mantra, so you can do the full prostration. Now the full prostration is a very simple thing, where you have to do the full prostration. So you, I think last time I told you, hand mantra should be like this, okay? So this time I think you show the hand mantra, I think you know some. It will save my time.
Okay.
You just showed your So you know the full prostration, no? It's a very simple one.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do it. Okay, I will do it, okay?
Yeah.
Just do like this, okay? Hand mantra like this, okay?
Yeah.
Just like this, and you have to press the first 1, 2, 3. This 3 is to receive the blessings of the Buddha's mind, speech, and mind, speech and body.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why when you are chanting the Vajrasattva mantra, so you can do the chant the Vajrasattva mantra and do the prostration 3 times, okay? You can count the mantra, okay? Vajrasattva mantra. Maybe you can count up to 7 or whatever, okay? Chant from mouth, you can chant the Vajrasattva mantra. From physically, you can do the prostration, okay? So when you do the prostration, first you have to, hand should be like this, okay? 1, 2, 3, okay? Also very good exercise, physical exercise. Also when you do the full prostration, that's also good physical exercise. So, from if you also, this kind of the two also, you will achieve the Dharma. You can accumulate the merits, also you can have a good physical exercise. I think someone has to show how to do the full prostration. So if they want to know, see, then maybe we will do it, okay? If they don't see it, then I will not talk too much on this field, okay? Okay, so in this Vaisak month, chant the Vajrasattva mantra several times of daily, if you can do the 3 times or 5 times. If you do the 3 times a daily in this month, it will become a 90. So I think you can do the daily 5 times, huh? 5 times, then it will become maybe 100 times of the prostration.
Yeah.
In the 1 month, huh? Yeah. So what you do is that, what you can do is in the morning when you wake up from the bed, then you do it, okay? It's a good, and it will make your body more energetic, okay? It will become very, very energetic. People used to take the tablets to become the energetic, to become the more energetic. So with this prostration, it will make it without taking the tablet. You can become very energetic. You need to do 3 times, 5 times, 10 times, okay? Yeah. Okay, now tell them anyone want to see the how to do the full prostration. If they don't know it, then let me know. Okay, then Jade, I think someone have to show them, okay? But anyone, if they are not, anyone don't want to show? Okay.
Yes.
What they are sick with us, they are knowing or not? They are knowing or not knowing? They are not knowing, no?
Yeah, they don't know. Yeah. So,
okay, now Jada, someone show from the coaching, okay? Just turn on the video. Okay, now can you ask someone who wants to do, okay? Okay, now to start, okay? Slowly, okay? Then I will explain, okay? Okay, this is like what you to receive the blessings of the Buddha's body. Body, also, it is also that it shows the symbols of the Buddha's unisha, okay? To receive the Buddha's unisha. Then, touch the thought, okay, this is true, receive the Buddha's speech blessing. Then touch the heart, receive the Buddha's mind blessing, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, now you can just do the process, full process, okay, now do it too. Okay, now when you do it, okay, when you do it, then when you kneel and when you lay on the ground, you should not lay too long, okay? You have to get up soon, as fast as possible, okay? Okay, now we'll give, sorry, two ones, okay? Okay, very good. Oh, very good. Okay, fine, okay? Okay, do like that, okay?
Yeah.
Now this is holy month, so at least you can do the 3 times of the morning or 5 times this month. I think it's a good, generally it's good for the physical also. Yeah. Just like a physical exercise. So, when you're doing it 3 times, you're doing it also chant the Vajrasattva mantra, okay? Well, the chanting the Vajrasattva mantra, and so then do it, okay? Prostration.
Yeah.
Maybe you went 3 times or 5 times, then you will see that the morning after your bed coming, the morning when you raise from the bed, when you raise from the bed and when you do it 3 times or 5 times, then you will see that physically it will hurt you. Okay, now it comes to points, okay, now the 4.4, here it says in the liberation mantra, combine the full prostrations with the mantras and all these prayers, you can see, So now you can see in the liberation mantra, it says that the process of the purification, particularly effective at the edge of the conclusion of the expiations on the one field, each of the various sins has been purified in one visualized kind of heart, so you can see that in the liberation mantra. It says that after you are doing the purifications, what you are putting that now the whole of your negative senses are purified. You have to think like that. So that's why it says that after the purification of the negative sin, what you can do, the thing, the negative sin have transformed into the empty. That also you can think that.
Yeah.
So that is the one important thing is what you have to do. Okay, so that's why now in this month, so this month for the 1 month, what you can do is get the water actually, okay? Purifications, the prostration and the chanting the mantra. Prostration maybe at least 3 times, and there is no maximum, okay? And the chanting the Vajrasattva mantra, at least a short one, 7 times, long one, you can do the 3 times for this month, okay? So if you feel you don't have the time, then you know what to do, no? Now, in the Muslim religion, they all have like this one very holy month. They call the Ramzan. This month is very holy in the Muslim among the followers. They call it a 1 month as they call the Ramzan. The Ramzan month is a very holy month for them. So what they do is they will not eat the food at the time of the daylight. They have to eat the food after the sunset. So they can't eat the food at the daytime. Even very, very strong practitioner, Muslim strong practitioner, at the daytime, in that 1 month, they will not drink a single drop of the water. They will not consume a single drop of the water. So they say that in the whole year, in the 11 months, we will live for ourselves. Just for the 1 month, the Ramzan month, we have to live for the sake of the God. So in here, same thing that over here, sometimes we are not living very properly. So now this 1 month, we have tried to do our best and believe ourselves as a very problem. In this 1 month, okay, this is Vaisakh month, okay? So one thing that I remember that maybe 1 week back, I'm giving the teaching for my students, students of some other countries. So I told them that it will be good if you can become the wage for the 3 days or like this in this month. They told me they can't become wage for the 3 days. That's too long. They can do only 1 day.
That will be the vegetarian, right?
Uh-huh. I asked for them to become the wage for the 3 days in this month. No, this is only, so that are three days are too long for them. They can become only the 1 day they can become the vegetarian in this whole month. Okay, that's very good. Even if you one day. So most important thing is physically not eating the meat is a one good thing. But more important is that mentally we have to be the very vegetarian. Very right thought should be right. So that's the most important thing, okay?
Yes.
Carrying a lot of the negative things on the mind, anger, jealousy, all the time thinking like that and not eating the meat, that's another big thing, okay? Okay, so now what we need to do is that, okay, now I will just give you the oral translation, okay? Oral translation, the Vajrasattva mantra, long mantra, and the short mantra. Then, okay, this month it started from the Vaisak, it's Tibetan Vaisak, started from day before yesterday. So this 1 month, at least you can try to do the 3 prostration and the chanting, the mantras, or Vajrasattva to do it, okay? Minimum 3, okay, this no maximum, okay?
During the time we chanting the mantra, we also practice the prostration or we chant one, we finish chanting one mantra and after we prostrate 1 time. Keep like that.
That's your convenience. First you can chant the mantra, then you can do the prostration. When you do the prostration, you can also chant the mantra. Okay, that's all you can do. That's your own convenience, okay?
And there's also another question. When we do the prostration and also after that, we visualize. So when we visualize that, why we visualize the emptiness?
Oh, I see, I see. That will, it will help us to purify the negatives much strongly. More effectively, there. Yep. Okay?
Visualize that about the emptiness over there. When
okay,
we prostration.
That it will take the time, okay? That it will take the time. Okay, prostration time right now, you don't have to do it, okay? After the, I think I told you the purification of the negative sins, then last you can do like that, okay? Transform into the empty. So right now, just think that negative sins have transformed into the empty. Just negative sins have transformed into the non-existent, okay? Like that.
Yep.
Now the thing is that the most important thing, one important thing is that the how to do the practice of the emptiness, that it will come in the later chapter of the liberation palm, okay? That it will talk a very detailed way how to practice the emptiness, okay? Sometimes people used to ask me, what is the easiest way? What is the fastest way to realize the emptiness? But sometimes the easiest way, as I told, it will become the very toughest way. So most important thing is the what you have to know, the what the steps to the practice the emptiness. That's a very important question. These all the steps, first with the purification of negative sins. Then all these steps, when you go it, then to realizing the emptiness, then it is not difficult. When you not verify the a lot of the, your negative points, negative sins, then it will be very difficult for you to see the emptiness, to realize the emptiness. Okay, they are the steps that you have to know it. Okay. So now, Jit, I think you have to write down the all the this, okay, what do you call it, that write down the all the mantra, okay? Mantra and the write down, okay? Then I will give the oral transmission, okay? Generally, Vajrasattva mantra, there are many ways of the reading it, okay? Tibetan way of the, or the Sanskrit way, this is Sanskrit, okay? Sanskrit, the reading, they are the two different way of the readings. So Tibetan way of the reading it, even the, it's, even if you read with the Tibetan style of the Vajrasattva mantra, the Sanskrit professor, even they will not understand it. So I've learned the Sanskrit, so that's why I know the how to way of the reading the Sanskrit. I think that is a very authentic way. Because this all the mantra is in a Sanskrit, it's not in Tibetan. When you read it, you can read by the Tibetan way or the Sanskrit way. There's not a big difference, okay? Now read it at the Tibetan way, okay? Because I read it the Tibetan way. Because my master, my teacher reads the Tibetan way, okay? You would just read in the Tibetan style, okay? This is what I learned from the Sanskrit way of the reading. It's a different, okay? Yeah. I just told you that they're drifting different things, okay? Okay, I will tell you the one thing. That's a true, okay? When I learned many years back, when I learned the first time the Chinese language. So that's why when I took the first time a Chinese language, then that is in the Language Institute in Taipei, okay? I went there. So I know the few words. When I speak that words, my that the language teacher told me, oh, your accent is a countryside accent. So usually you shouldn't say like that. You will say like that. So then after learning from the language center, then I get back and when I talk with the Chinese other students, so I used to tell them, oh, this is the countryside accent. Okay, so just by here, how to read it, you can read just Tibetan style, okay? Tibetan way. Otherwise, when you have the too much of the way of the style, then you will get confused. So you have to fix with the one point. That will be much easy. So when you, sometimes when you follow that way, sometimes you follow, then you will lose the, your own track. So fix with the one is the best thing, okay? So yeah, that's what we did at the Tibetan way. I think you can read it straightly. I think this mantra wrote, you wrote like in the Tibetan way, okay, reading, okay. So there's a one saying, in the Indian days, a saying that when you travel in the boat, you have to sit in the one boat. When you try to put the 1 foot in the other boat and 1 foot in the other boat, then you will sing. There's an Indian one saying in Indian. Yeah. So that's why. So what is stick with the one, that will be, then you will be sure you will success. When you try to follow so many things, you will fail. You will not succeed. When you stick with the one and follow the one properly, then you will succeed. Okay, now I will give the oral transmission of the short one, okay? A very Tibetan way, okay? Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Gendar.